Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Cornwall. Here's the headline. Cornwall is England's most southwesterly commercial property market and the only English county where tourism economics dominate every major town. HM Land Registry recorded 2,056 commercial-leaning transactions across the 14 principal towns in the rolling 60 months to Q1 2026, alongside 12,296 corporate-acquired residential transactions. Five acuitous auction lots have surfaced over the same window, with disclosed yields running from 10.13% on Newquay High Street retail to a striking 16% on a Truro mixed-use building. That spread tells you everything you need to know about how to price secondary risk in this county. Let me set the scene. Cornwall has around 575,000 residents, spread across a unitary authority covering some 1,300 square miles, making it one of the largest single local authority areas in England by geography, but among the lowest by density. The county runs the full length of the Southwest Peninsula from the Tamar at Plymouth to Land's End. The A30 trunk road runs the length of the county. The A38 and A39 secondary corridor links Plymouth to Bodmin and the North Coast. Now, the structural fact every borrower needs to internalise. The Cornwall area of outstanding natural beauty, designated in 1959 and again in 1983, covers approximately 27% of the county and includes most of the coastline. The Tamar Valley AONB straddles the Cornwall-Devon border. Heritage Coast designation extends across virtually the whole shoreline. And the Cornish Mining World Heritage Site adds further conservation overlay around the Camborne Rudgeruth and St Just orbits. New commercial supply is structurally constrained by planning friction almost everywhere outside the inland working towns. The top three towns. Truro is the cathedral and county administration anchor. 244 transactions over 5 years. £312,000 median commercial price. Cornwall Council, Royal Cornwall Hospital, and the Three Milestone Business Park anchor a balanced occupier base. The Acuitas print at 91-92 Pydar Street cleared at £1.5 million against £240,000 of passing rent, a 16% net initial yield in March of this year, that sits at the wide end of the national secondary mixed-use yield map and reflects either weaker covenant tenant exposure, a redevelopment angle, or both. Newquay is the Atlantic surf capital and home of Spaceport Cornwall, Britain's first horizontal launch spaceport, operational since 2023, at 205 transactions and a £320,000 median. The 8 Bank Street Acuitas lot cleared at £227,000 against £23,000 of passing rent, a 10.13% net initial yield, sitting in a more conventional secondary retail clearing band. Falmouth is third by relevance, 145 transactions, £330,000 median, anchored by the Deepwater Port, Pendennis Shipyard's mega yacht refit business, and Falmouth University. Two Acuitas lots on Market Street round out the picture. Number 35 sold prior, and 37 to 38 Market Street sold post-auction on £40,000 of passing rent. The rest of the county fills out a structurally even market with no dominant centre. St Ives at 189 transactions and a £320,000 median is the affluent artist colony tourism magnet hosting Tate St Ives. But the recent Crown Street and Bridge Street lot withdrew post-auction on £137,000 of passing rent, indicating institutional caution on unanchored coastal high street stock. Helston, at 116 transactions, actually prints the highest commercial median in the county at £350,000, reflecting RNAS Culdrose adjacency. St Austell hosts the Eden Project. Camborne and Redruth form the post-tin mining Cornish Mining World Heritage Site core, with active regeneration centred on the South Crofty mine reopening and the wider lithium extraction pipeline. Penzance is the most westerly market town. Padstow is the Rickstein gastronomy destination. Louis and Mevagissey are working fishing villages with active tourism overlays. Now, yields. Two confirmed sold prints anchor the yield map. The Truro Pydar Street 16% print at the wide end. The Newquay Bank Street 10.13% print in the more conventional secondary retail band. Reading across the rest of the market, prime coastal tourism trading assets, hotels, holiday parks, branded restaurants, trade through specialist lenders and broker networks rather than the public auction route. Yields on those assets are operating business multiples rather than property net initial yield metrics. But the closest property equivalent benchmark suggests 6 to 8% net initial yields on prime branded hotel investment in St Ives, Padstow and the Falmouth-Helston corridor. Multi-let secondary industrial in Camborne, Redruth and Bodmin sits in the 8 to 10% range. Special purpose vehicle acquired residential investment yields split between 4 to 6% on coastal capital appreciation stock and 7 to 8% on inland income producing stock. Lender appetite. Cornwall is a specialist-led lending county. High street banks compete for the strongest covenants, Truro corporate office stock, Falmouth University and Pendennis shipyard anchored deals. RNA's Culdrow's adjacent professional services lending in Helston and the largest hotel investment trades. Challenger banks cover the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market. Specialist lenders handle bridging, light development, holiday let and refurbishment finance, the largest segment of Cornwall's commercial mortgage market by deal count. Four structural risks borrowers need to underwrite carefully. First, seasonality dominates the hospitality and tourism trading asset market. A meaningful share of Cornwall's hotels, B&Bs, restaurants and holiday parks operate at materially reduced occupancy from October through April. Lender underwriting needs to stress test annual income rather than peak season revenue. Second, AOMB designation across roughly 27% of the county area, plus Heritage Coast designation across most of the shoreline, materially constrains development finance underwriting. Third, coastal erosion management under the shoreline management plan regime is the single biggest binary credit input on any seafront asset, particularly in North Coast positions exposed to Atlantic storm activity. Fourth, and this is the most volatile piece, the second home and short-let political and regulatory environment is the most uncertain in any English county. Article 4 directions across multiple coastal parishes, including St Ives, Padstow and Mevagissey, restrict change of use to short-let or second home occupation. Cornwall Council has signalled further regulatory tightening on holiday let conversion, and any 12-month underwriting needs to factor potential changes to council tax premiums on second homes. The outlook. The 12-month picture for Cornwall commercial property finance through to Q2 2027 is one of cautious continuation across most segments and structural change in two specific areas. Across the broad county hospitality, holiday let, and tourism trading asset market, expect continued specialist lender dominance, continued coastal erosion underwriting, and continued focus on annual rather than peak season income. The two structural change segments to watch are, first, the lithium extraction pipeline at Cornish Lithium and at the South Crofty reopening, which has the potential to reshape Camborne Redruth from a post-industrial regeneration story into an active extractive industry occupier market over the medium term. And second, the Spaceport Cornwall and AeroHub Enterprise Zone trajectory at Newquay, where horizontal launch operations and adjacent aerospace supply chain occupier demand remain the most material upside catalyst for the wider county. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Cornwall, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.